Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham. I'm Ella. I'm hosting. I'm joined by generic blonde girl. It's Hattie Hughes.
Hello.
Gaming nerd. It's Jack Newman.
Oi, oi.
And do you know of Abby? Abby Houseman.
Hello.
I have a children's Trivial Pursuit card and I'm going to read the answers, and all the panellists have to do is come up with the questions. If you get the answer correct, you get a... And if you provide an answer that's better than the one I have on the card, you get a... There we go. Simple as that. You'll pick up that. Pick up the hang of it? Well, it's all going really well. We're off to a swimmingly good start. First up, for People and Places, your answer is Anglesey.
Where is Sol Campbell not from?
Oh, yes. Well done, Abby.
Thank you.
If you're a regular listener to Insert Question Here, you'll know that each week the winner gets to set the other panellists a forfeit that they have to complete the week after. Jack, could you just remind us what your forfeit was from last week?
So the forfeit was to get Sol Campbell's name said in this episode.
And Abby is off the mark already.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. It took me so long last week.
I'm also just bringing up Google on my phone just to make sure that he isn't, in fact, from Anglesey.
Fact checking. I like it.
Jack checking.
Oh,
that was awful. That is a minus five.
What? You don't get to set the
I got a minus one, okay, and it wasn't even
so,
warranted.
Of course I earned a minus five.
For a bad joke.
Guys, just so you're aware, I'm literally making the points up on the spot as we...
But like, it still really matters
when
us.
We get to the end. I press the buttons. They mean nothing.
Just get a whiteboard.
They make funny sounds. Listen.
Do we know where he's born yet?
Did you say who's born?
I said, do we know where he's born yet?
He was born in a place called Plaistow.
Okay.
Yeah, me neither.
Is Anglesey the island? Is there an island of Anglesey?
It is an island of Anglesey. And actually, I'm going to give you a point for that. What island is separated from mainland Wales by the Menai Straits? Again, right in with the actual answer there. Thank you, Hattie, for that. This comedy podcast. We're not trying to be educated. No, that's not the word.
Educational.
We're not trying to be educational. Well, I heard someone say edutainment today, and it was the greatest thing that's ever happened. A mixture of educational and entertainment.
Which is what this clearly is.
Edutainment, guys. Right. Congratulations, Hattie. Now, your next question for a pink wedge. A ship.
What is like a boat? Do you have to admit you found it a bit funny?
I did find that funny. And it's the sort of thing that would be on a children's question, to be honest. Can you imagine it? Which of these is like a boat? A ship, a shirt, or a skirt? I couldn't think of any words that had an IB other than one word, which we're not going to say.
No, that would definitely not be on a children's question.
That would
question,
not be on a children's question.
Try and say ship with your fingers in your mouth.
No.
Not on radio. Oh, no, because there's going to be people at home doing that right
bucket.
Now.
Bucket. Say bucket as well with your fingers in your mouth.
Say bucket. Oh, yes.
People at home, if, like, children, any children listening... Feel free to try that. Do it out of the way of their parents. Hattie, what did you just say across the room?
I was really scared then. I'm going to have
a hairband.
Can I have a hairband back,
oh,
please?
We just... No, of course not. It's like
back.
Trying to shepherd cats, this.
The cat woman says.
What?
She's not as fond
You've
of
cats. You've mentioned
cat.
A cat before.
A singular
a cat. His name was Jeffrey.
If you are not a cat person, then you don't ever mention cats.
I'm definitely not a cat person. My housemate will testify to that.
You have cats though, don't you?
No.
You've mentioned a cat.
I'm definitely... Hattie, I mean, in the entirety of your life, you might bring up the mention of cats. I feel like maybe you've had a conversation with somebody else
no,
and you
I
think
haven't.
It was me.
It's you.
And that's really sad.
It's not sad.
It's for me.
It's not the case anyway. It was one of the last like episodes last year.
Okay. Well, I don't remember it and I'm definitely not a cat person.
Okay, let's carry on.
Please. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna go cry now.
That's what we want on this show.
Tears.
Drama.
Tears.
Drama and tension. No comedy. Next week is going to begin. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question Here, a dramatic podcast where everybody cries. I don't think it'll sell as well. A ship. Think of a famous ship in a film.
What was the Titanic?
That is a better answer than I have here.
In a film? But you did say film, didn't you?
I did say film.
Okay. It'll be like Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
Oh,
like it.
She's close.
Oh, what was the Black Pearl?
What is the Black Pearl in the film Pirates of the Caribbean? The Curse of the Black Pearl. I'm going to split the points between you guys there.
Okay. Is it Johnny Depp? He's just so goals. He's so great.
He's so cold.
He's just so much
fun. I want to say something that I can't put in the podcast, but also he was really abusive to his wife, so maybe
not.
Oh,
wait, who am I thinking about? Oh, Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
In the film, he's goals, but like in real life, he's not.
I will admit, Jack Sparrow is goals.
That's good. Carry on.
I'm glad that we've got to the bottom of that.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom. Lovely.
Will Turner.
Jack, would you like to offer any opinion on who is the most attractive cast member of Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, he's not attractive. He's just a lot of fun.
Davy Jones.
Yeah, I like the tentacles. It's a good look.
Isn't Bill Nighy behind all the tentacles?
You know when you say something.
I like the tentacles.
You know when you say something in your head and it's like, oh yeah, this is going to be funny, and then you hear it as you're saying it, and you're like, no, this is just weird.
That's like my life story though. This show, I say something and you'll just go, no, and I'm like, okay.
Hattie, you can't pronounce the word coin.
You just said it.
Oh no, you said it with a Y. Ella. We've lost her.
Now I can't think of how it's actually pronounced.
Coin.
You are saying it with a Y.
No, coin. I'm not.
No, because you say coin.
Coin.
Yeah, you but no, it's coin. A coin. No. Coin. I swear I said coin. I'm going to listen back to this and just have a linger bigger.
That's sad.
For a yellow wedge, this is a question about history. Stop yawning, Jack. Victory.
What happens when you win a war? I'm trying to think of a story.
What happens when you win anything?
Well, true.
What happens, or what do I call it when I get home without actually soiling my pants?
That is a lot of information.
It's a victory, nonetheless.
I feel like I didn't need. I mean, I won't consider it a victory. Like, I would say it's not a loss.
It's not a gain either.
I mean, it's just, it's quite a... I mean, I speak only for myself, but I don't regularly have to consider whether it's a victory or not to get home without soiling my pants, because I don't do it.
Neither do I, because I get home in time.
This is taking a bizarre turn.
Can you specify out of history what part of history you're talking about? Because there's quite a lot of it.
The Battle of La Somme.
No. Brace yourselves, guys. It's our first... Thank you, Abby, for actually bracing the table. I wasn't expecting anything.
I do as instructed.
I meant it somewhat metaphorically, given that this is radio. This is our first multiple choice question of the series. Let's have... There we go. We've got some applause going there. It's our first multiple choice question of the series. It's very exciting. Which was Nelson's flagship? Golden Hind, Santa Maria, or Victory? Yeah. I mean, not really understanding the point of the game there, Jack. But thank you for playing.
Thank you for making an attempt.
I appreciate the enthusiasm. Brown, literature question. The Sun.
As in UN or as in ON?
UN.
Okay, just checking.
It's an important distinction because I just assumed it would be like the newspaper, The Sun.
What was everyone's favourite character from the Teletubbies?
True.
Oh no, I didn't know The Sun was creepy.
Not a cute little baby.
I like Nunu.
Nunu was
Ho.
Good.
Ho was where it's at.
Mm. Yeah. I was a big fan of Lala.
Because you were always childish and you said, his name sounds like Pooh. It's Poe.
Well, you just said that you couldn't get home without soiling your pants. So who's the more Poe-obsessed here?
I think the important thing there to address is Poe is a girl.
Whoa.
Poe and Lala, girls.
So you're saying...
Dipsy and Tinky Winky.
Are you saying that girls don't poo?
No, but you said his name.
Oh, I apologise.
It's the pronoun. It's the problem.
I mean, for all we know, they could have been gender...
I didn't know they actually had genders.
It's a good question.
Did any of you see the 8 out of 10? The big quiz of the year where they introduced the actual people that were in the Teletubby suits. It was really creepy.
It was so creepy. Yeah, it was good.
Wow.
I think, was Jack Whitehall in it and he freaked out?
Yeah, it was so funny.
That is weird. I mean, I remember seeing the Tweenies live and being shocked by... I mean, not as opposed... Like, not... They don't offer the Tweenies dead, but there's...
None of us assumed that!
And I remember being shocked by how tall they all were in person.
What adult thought of the Tweenies? Because that's like, I don't know, it's just so messed up thinking about it. And like, bananas in pyjamas.
A lot of people
that were in a different show.
No, but that kind of like people dressing up as larger than life.
I think a lot of children's program ideas people were on a lot of drugs for a lot of time.
And then
like
suddenly we ended up with
pajamas.
This.
Is probably from like the kind of rhyme that you get there, assonance, if you will.
But what did the rhyme come first or the show?
I don't know.
There you go.
It's the new chicken or the egg.
Wasn't consulted. I mean, I'm pretty sure they phoned me as like a 2-year-old, and they were like, "So Ella, right? We've got this pitch, bananas." In swimsuits, and I'm like, "No, mate, pajamas rhymes better." And they're like, "Actually, yeah, that's a genius idea." And then they went and did bananas in pajamas.
Bananas in balaclavas. That would be a very important sequel.
Don't you today, love today the the bananas in balaclavas are going to a bank. What are they doing there? That was broken hazard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, back to the sun, if you remember me mentioning that at all.
Wait, what category was it?
Arts and literature.
Is it the name of a famous painting?
No. Think of Greek myths and legends.
It'll be the name of a god. Apollo.
Apollo.
No.
Hattie's
Helios.
The sun.
Helios.
Icarus.
Icarus, that's it.
Yeah, I'll give you a... What did the legendary Greek aviator Icarus fly too close to, which melted the wax in his wings, causing him to fall to Earth?
That is a long question.
That's like people standing on the balcony at
what
ocean,
an idiot.
Though. They're just like, they feel so powerful. And then they lean over and the friend's like, "Wait, guys, you're too drunk." Like, pull them back. It's really depressing. You feel weightless. Have you never done that?
It's just like that. No, I haven't.
It's the modern day equivalent, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have the same sort of ring to it and like the kind of message and didactic teaching behind it. It was Icarus. That was the balcony. Where did Icarus stand when drunk? To feel like he
and
was
then his
flying.
Mates went, "Oh, that's not a good idea," and he moved back and all was well.
It would have been an equally long question. Right. Science question. Orbit. I've just read the question. I'm not impressed with this.
How does the Earth go around the sun? Like,
you know what? Close enough. What word beginning with O describes the path the Earth takes around the sun? I mean, it might just be me, but I'm not impressed with that.
You could have gone oval as well, because doesn't it go in a kind of,
you know, like
oval
oval path? Movement? Is it Ovaltine, like the drink? Because that would be really cool. Is it an Ovaltine movement?
I don't know.
Jack's shaking his head.
What?
Probably in confusion. Understand. I have no idea what most of those words mean.
What's Ovaltine?
The drink.
Yeah, like I've never heard of it.
Do you know what Ovaltine is?
No.
Do you buy it with coins?
You know hot chocolate? What's the other one?
Cold chocolate.
No. There are two drinks.
Solid chocolate.
There are two drinks, and like one of them is... Oh, what is it? I think it is... Oh, don't carry on.
Okay. No, we need to get to the bottom of this. Are you suggesting there are two drinks in the world, one of which is hot chocolate and the other is Ovaltine?
No, it's in the hot chocolate based category. So it's like made of fine... Okay, stop mocking me. Carry on.
I love the idea there's a category. Mocha.
I'm going to sit down. And strop.
Okay. If anyone at home knows what Ovaltine is, please get in touch.
It's a very popular drink.
Jack's Googling it. It's fine. We'll just wait.
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves, everybody, at home.
It's a brand of milk flavouring product made with malt extract sugar.
Exactly. My friends go home from lectures and drink it. Like, it's their go-to instead of hot chocolate.
I'm really happy for them.
I can't remember what... So, were you assuming that drink was somehow related to the shape oval?
No, like, I was saying, like, if you... What is this, by the way?
That's a headphone jack, so you can have two headphones in.
Oh, that's clever.
It's really good. Great radio.
No, I was saying, like, you know, if you move in a, like...
Oh, I've seen Ovaltine.
Oh, wow.
Now it comes... Now I'm not being mocked anymore.
No, I'm still mocking you. I had no idea what it was.
I feel like we should kind of, like, carry on with the show.
Oh, really? Do you think that actually maybe at some point we should get this freaking show done? Yeah, I think maybe we should. That sounded way more angry than it was meant
that was,
to.
Yeah. Very ambitious.
It's like in my head,
scared.
I was like, oh, it's going to be really funny if I'm angry. And then I'm like, as I was speaking, I was like, this isn't necessarily angry. I bought.
We have gone too far
with this. Right. Yes, orbit. Points for everyone. I know Jack didn't say anything, but points for everyone there. Final question for an orange wedge. Wales.
The worst country in the world.
Well, the country
Jack.
Or the animal. Mammal.
Nah, let's just keep it open. Pick
yeah,
and mix.
Keep it open. Feel free.
What does Ella do if her anecdote doesn't appear in our show?
Oh, I like that. No one ever thinks of the verb to wail.
I didn't know it was a verb.
W-A-I-L.
Oh, okay, yes.
Whale. Ah! I like it.
Thank you.
You know what, Hattie?
No way. No way do I actually just get a buzzer.
You got an air horn.
Goals.
Very exciting. This is how I run this show now. I mean, there's nothing for any, like, actual answers. You make a joke that I find slightly entertaining because of its linguistic nature. My God, you're going to get an air horn. Well, I should actually clarify that it's Wales is, with an apostrophe after the S. It's possessive.
As in with an H. Wales with an H.
No.
You just said that we were going to keep this open.
So yeah, I thought you were specifying. Oh no. Okay, yeah.
She
yeah.
wanted to keep open so she can make that joke. Yeah. Now we can done. Move on with our lives.
What country's national animal is a sheep?
No.
Funnily enough, it's a dragon.
Oh yeah. It
no,
is.
No, it's a sheep.
Do you wanna know an anecdote? I haven't done an anecdote yet, I think, this series. I was in Wales and the country. And
you had a picture of you with like your hands trying
to Moby Dick.
Me and Jonah hanging out. That's such a funny joke if you get that reference.
It wasn't that
if
funny.
You know, it's not the
that
Bible. Funny, actually. If you've heard of the Bible, you may be aware of this guy called Jonah. Anyway, so it's very important. Yeah, I was in Wales on a holiday with my dad, and we went past a field, and I swear to God, there was a big sheep lying down near the fence. On top of that, there was a smaller sheep standing, and then an even smaller sheep ran up the back of these middle sheep and jumped over the fence. It was like a sheep version of Chicken Run.
It's shot the sheep!
Yes!
Are you sure your dad didn't just put, like, a TV screen in the window so that you wouldn't have to, like, see the actual, like, M whatever is that goes to Wales?
I'm pretty sure that is not what happened. The same holiday. If you remember last term when I complained that I'd had an argument with my dad about how many King Edwards there'd been in the UK, that was the same holiday that happened.
Sounds like a scarring one.
Oh, it was traumatic. I haven't spoken to my dad since.
That's not as funny true. Either. that just went harrowing. We were like, oh God, we're so sorry. Even though I know you have.
No, I have. My dad and I are good friends. It's like we're related. Yes, it's a sporting question about Wales, and it's about a song they sing before events.
Their national anthem?
I don't think this is their national anthem. Don't
because,
I mean,
you
it,
now?
Because I mean, it should be God Save the Queen, right?
It sounded like you were talking like a whale from Finding Nemo then.
The Welsh national anthem should be God Save the Queen.
Well, like, that's the issue that we have when
but instead it's like some random other Welsh whatever, I don't know.
Well, because well, if
something
Wales
with too many
play
C's, something
England,
with too many Y's,
then you need two national anthems. You can't put them and go, everyone do God Save the Queen, and God Save the Queen again, everybody. Come on.
I take you back, it is actually their national anthem.
What?
I was not aware of
when
that.
Do people sing Rule Britannia?
When Britannia is ruling.
Invading Ireland, usually.
No, because it was sung once, as a kind of sports game, I can't remember.
I don't know which country. I know that for thing when we compete in the Commonwealth, I know England uses Jerusalem. Because technically all the countries should have God Save the Queen. Yeah, so I take it back. It is their national anthem. Do you know what it's called?
Something with too many C's and Y's.
Bonus start with a Y.
Yeah, bonus points if you can say it in Welsh.
It's going to be something like Cymru, because I know like Cymru is like Welsh or Wales in Welsh or something.
Cymru, no, that is not in it.
Does it sound plausible?
How do you say sheep in Welsh?
Does it have David in it? Because that's a patron saint.
No. This is Land of My Fathers, and I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.
Go on, try.
Do you want it? Jack's going to have a go. This is going to be cut out.
Oh my word. Hen Wlad Fai Nadal. That, what?
That was a very strong Welsh accent coming through there.
I
can't do a Welsh accent, but that just makes no sense.
Can I do an anecdote?
Oh, yeah, always.
Well, it's not really an anecdote. It's Poppity Ping. No. It's Poppity Ping means microwave in Welsh.
Poppity Ping does mean microwave in Welsh. Now, I can...
And my middle name, Caris, means love in Welsh. There you go.
Poppity Ping.
Poppity Ping means microwave in Welsh.
I can say the play... If we're going to bring it back to Anglesey, which... can you remember all those hours ago when we started this episode? Anglesey has the place with the really long name. And I can say... Clanfabl Quingith Gogurith Windroba Clanty Slia Gogogoch.
And yet you can't say Land of My Fathers in Welsh.
That didn't sound very
far.
Welsh at the end. It sounded like a kind
of... Well, thanks, Hattie.
Italian
can you
accent.
Say it?
Would you like to try?
It didn't sound
everyone
Welsh.
Everyone at home, try now.
Oh, she's getting the sassy finger click out.
Because that's like one of those. It's like one of those really long names. It's like that volcano that erupted in Iceland that one time that had like 20 syllables in its name.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So at the end of that game, I'm going to call it a draw between all of you.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Woo.
Hattie does not look impressed.
I'm just a winner.
That's what your parents tell you.
So the burn. Where is the nearest extinguisher?
I'm not even kidding. And for some reason, like, it's become really easy to insult you, and I'm so sorry. I'm going to make sure that it doesn't happen again.
It's okay.
In any future episodes. Because it's a draw, I'm going to come up with a forfeit for next week, and it's going to be that the people involved all have to get the words poppity ping, the Welsh word for microwave, into the conversation during the show next week. So come back for that. It's going to be epic or just mildly entertaining, which is what we aim for on Insert
Quiz. Lower those expectations there.
Some of the episodes will be funny. Quote from Jack Newman. So yeah, that leaves me to thank Jack Newman.
Thank you very much.
Abby Houseman.
You're welcome.
Hattie Hughes.
Kind regards.
I'm Ella, and join us next week for Insert Question Here.